Free Presbyterian Church in England and Wales, we present Let the Bible Speak. Once again, it's time to Let the Bible Speak, and I invite you to stay tuned as we bring the gospel in message and song. I'm Leslie Curran, and it's my great privilege to welcome you in the Saviour's name to Let the Bible Speak. And doing that today, and for the final time this week, is the Reverend Kenneth Elliott. His text is found in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? God's salvation is so important, and you need to be sure that you possess it. Do continue listening as the Reverend Elliott brings the Lord's message after these words in song.
Are some words that I want to talk to you about today that I feel are the most solemn, or at least among the most solemn to be found in the Word of God. They are found in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? The thrust of these words have to do with the danger of neglecting the well-being of your immortal soul. Now, there are three things about this neglect to which I want to draw your attention. The first one is the subject with which this neglect is concerned. So great salvation. What is salvation in the biblical sense of the word? It always has reference to sin. It has to do, first of all, with a saving from the condemnation of sin. The Bible tells us that we are condemned already. We are under the wrath and curse of God, and that will result in eternal separation from God in the place that the Bible calls hell, place of terrible blackness and darkness and suffering and fire and anguish and remorse. It has also got to do with salvation from the contamination of sin. Not only does sin have a penalty upon it, but it pollutes us. It makes us unclean, vile, and wicked in God's sight. We're contaminated. We're polluted by sin. And this salvation that we're thinking about today has got to do with a deliverance from that. But it also has got to do with sin's control. I don't believe there's anybody listening to this broadcast, but they would love to be able to live a better, a more meaningful, a more pure, a more upright life than what we do live. The salvation that the Bible is dealing with deals with the matter of a deliverance from the grip and from the dominion and from the control of sin. But if we are neglecting this salvation, we are then going to be neglecting to have these great issues of sin and its condemnation and its contamination and its control. And then we learn something else, that not only is salvation defined, but it's described. It's described as so great salvation. Its greatness lies in this. First of all, what it does. It already, as we have seen, it deals with the matter of our sin. But it's great also in that it comes from God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. This is a tremendous salvation. And if we are neglecting this, my, what neglect we are practicing. The subject with which it is concerned, the so great salvation. But then secondly, notice the steps by which this neglect is revealed. There are three that I want to draw your attention to. First of all, disinterest. A person who is disinterested in something is neglecting it. I remember reading about a woman who had been reading the Bible, and she had left her spectacles within its leaves whenever she heard a knock at the door. She went out to the door. It was a friend. The woman, who was a neighbour, wanted to talk with her for a while, and so they talked for some considerable time. And then it was felt that the time for the conversation to end had come, and the lady went back in again to make the lunch for her husband coming home from work. That evening, she looked for her spectacles, couldn't find them. Lost them she did, couldn't find them for months, until one day when she was doing some dusting, she lifted the Bible, and she found it to be rather bulky, and she noticed when she opened it, her spectacles were within. Now, if that woman had been a regular reader of the Bible, she wouldn't have gone a day without finding her spectacles. So disinterest. She had no interest in the Word of God, except out of curiosity to read it that day, or to set her spectacles in it. But disinterest is a step. And then there is disregard. Some people show their neglect for sacred things by making light of them. We learn that in the book of Acts, whenever Paul came to Athens to preach the word of God, that among the hearers, some of them mocked. They were just there to make sport. They weren't interested in the message that the apostle had to bring. And then there's another step by which this neglect is revealed. It is that of delay. It's putting off to another time what ought to be done now. Those very same people of Athens, not only did some of them mock, but others said, "We will hear thee again of this matter." Another man who was greatly moved whenever he heard the Apostle Paul preach said this, "Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for you." How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? This terrible sin of neglect is costly. I want you to notice not only the subject with which it is concerned, so great salvation, we have seen it defined and described, and the steps by which it is revealed. We have seen that disinterest, disregard, and delay are all steps. But notice finally the sorrow to which this neglect leads. How shall we escape? This is really a rhetorical question. There's no answer required. First of all, there's the sorrow of confrontation with God. That's obvious. The Bible tells us that we're going to give an account of ourselves to God one day, and that will be a sorrowful experience if we have been neglecting His salvation. There will also be the sorrow of interrogation by God, for which we will have no answer. How are we going to respond to God when He asks us about these matters, when He interrogates us about these matters? We have heard the gospel, some of us, very, very many times. How are we going to respond whenever we have to face Him and tell Him we have done nothing with His gospel, with His love? And then there's the sorrow of damnation from God, for which there is no reprieve. Oh, what sorrow neglect will lead to! And may I say it again, say it lovingly, but say it faithfully, there is a hell that lies at the end of every Christ-rejecting path for us. And if we have neglected God's salvation, there will be no escape. But now, while you have time, would you not seek the Lord while He may be found? Would you not call upon Him while He is near? Take Christ to be your Saviour. Call upon the name of the Lord. Believe in Him, and the Bible says, you shall be saved.
Lord, I'm
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church in London. If we can be of further spiritual help, then I invite you to write to our minister here in London, the Reverend Gordon Ferguson, at 29 Cheltenham Road, Leighton, E10 6EU. The Reverend Gordon Ferguson, 29 Cheltenham Road, Leighton, E10 6EU. If you wish to contact him by telephone, please use our answer phone service on 0181 539 1706. 0181 539 1706. And he'll also be glad to give you details of the Sunday services. Thank you for listening, and may the Lord richly bless you. I trust you'll join us each day, Monday to Friday, at this same time, when we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.